Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan Podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an editor-in-chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the Jan Podcast of
15th of April 2018. Duty rosters, how far ahead should they be made up? This is Roger Watson, the editor-in-chief of Jan. When I was a charge nurse, the job I hated most was making up the staff roster. You could never please everyone, and of course, if you were making it up, then you could certainly not be seen to be pleasing yourself. Planning ahead was vital, but plan too far ahead, and then staff had no flexibility. Plan too close to the time when the roster was needed, and you had less flexibility, as staff requests were too numerous. How far ahead is enough? And when is the optimum time to plan rosters, especially as staff may then simply take the time off as sick time anyway, and then you are short of staff or have to employ short-term staff to cover? This article from the UK by Drake, published in 2018, titled "Does Longer Roster Lead Time Reduce Temporary Staff Usage? A Regression Analysis of E-Rostering Data from 77 Hospital Units," was based on a study the aim of which was to investigate whether longer roster lead times reduce temporary staff usage. Over 9 months, nearly 700 rosters were examined from 77 hospitals in England. The effect of late roster approvals may contribute to nearly 40% of the use of temporary staff, and longer approval time of 4 to 6 weeks reduced this to 15%. The complexities of the relationship are explained in the article. The authors conclude, between 2 to 4 weeks, roster lead time is inversely proportional to temporary staff usage and reflects the assumed relationship between these two variables. However, beyond 4 weeks lead time, the relationship enters a plateau phase where longer lead time has negligible effect on staffing. At this stage, other factors such as sickness, absenteeism type of unit, and patient demand pattern define the lower limit of temporary staff usage. Consequently, this research implies that the optimum approval lead time lies between 4 to 6 weeks.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.
Between pages, memories pressed.